The Pasha of Nozir, which is in Nassau, this week's Pasha, engenders a famous machlokes among Chachmei Yisrael. Does the Torah view Nazirus as being a positive phenomenon when someone takes such a neder to be a Nazir? Essentially, it's a kind of prisha min ha'olam, separating oneself from the world. Or is this considered to be something of a positive nature? The Gemara in Tainus, on Daf Yud Aleph over here, which is in the left-hand column, presents a machlokes between Abelazar HaKapor and Abelazar regarding this matter. Perhaps we'll just read that small section. The Gemara initially says, Amar Shmuel, Kal Yoshev B'Tainus Nikra Chote, someone who fasts is also considered to be acting inappropriately. And the Gemara says, Shmuel's position is in sync with another position. Sovaki haitana detanyo, velozah kapa brevi omer, maltam aloma v'chiper alam eshechoto ala nofesh. This is a pasuk that's found over here in the context of Pashas Nasa, the Pasha of Nazur, in Perak that you see in front of you, pasuk Yud Aleph, upper right hand corner. Why does the Torah consider this to be somehow some sort of a chet, which requires some sort of kapara? The fact that he refrains from drinking wine, causing himself tzar. Someone who refrains from drinking wine is considered to be a transgressor. Someone who decides to do this kind of self-abnegation on an absolute kind of basis. So certainly, the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, that's not considered to be something which is of a positive nature. Rav Elazar omer nikra kadosh, the very opposite position. On the contrary, someone who refrains and decides to accept upon himself all types of, as I mentioned, self-abnegation, that's considered to be a positive virtue. He's called a kadosh. Shenemar kadosh yeh gadel perasar rosho. And again, one particular area, he decides to go ahead and discipline himself, and yet he's called a kadosh. Certainly, if a person does it across the board, that's considered to be a virtue. So we see here a machlokes, whether a nazir is considered to be a chote, or a nazir is considered to be a kadosh. Two antithetical positions, one opposite the other, each one with a basis for their platform. And there's a Rambam, lahalocha, how do we paskin? This matter requires a machlokes. It seems to be an agadic kind of statement. And yet the Rambam brings it lahalocha. So the Rambam quotes Hilchos Deis, Per Gimel, halacha aleph. This is also right in front of you. Shema Yomar, you might think, Ho, v'akina v'atai v'akobod, that's a Mishnah, of course, in Pirkei Avos. There are three items that are considered to be destructive: kina, jealousy, taiva, sensuality, kavo, ego. Those are clearly to be shunned, because those, Rachman Litzan, they can bring a person out of this world. Efrosh man biyoseh. Okay, so now let me go to another extreme. Vesrachi l'tzad acharon. Says the Rambam, what would be the other extreme? Atzilocha basa v'lo yishte yayim v'lo yisa isha v'lo yisha b'dira no v'lo yilbash malbush noya el asak v'atzemer hakosher v'chayotze b'em gonkoani ovdik chavim. There were those in the non-Jewish world that live a very ascetic kind of existence, abstemious and with incredible frugality, monastic kind of lifestyle, where they basically did not consume any meat, didn't drink wine, didn't get married, live in a kind of hovel, not wear clothing which was respectable. So the Rambam says, Gamze derech rohi. That's absolutely unacceptable. Also, lelechba. One should not go to that extreme. Amalech bederech zo nikra chote. That's considered to be someone who's transgressive. Sharei omer benozer v'chiper ola me'ashechot ala nafesh. A nozir only refrains from drinking wine, requires expiation, requires atonement. This is a famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said, "Lo da'echa mashu asa Torah." You want to go ahead and add to the Isurim that the Torah already imposed upon you? No, that's not appropriate. You want to impose further Isurim. A person who fasts on an ongoing kind of basis, and yes, there is some basis with the pam b'fam for these kinds of sigufim. So this is a Rambam that's very famous. The Rambam presents the golden mean. That in general, one should try to find the intermediate position between the two extremes, and that's the position that one should attempt to strive for. So initially, what we just presented now is the machlokes of the Gemara in Tainis and Daf Yud Aleph, whether a nazir is considered to be a chote or a nazir is called a kadosh. The Rambam paskin zir la'alocha, as we see, like avlaza kapper. That's the position that the Rambam takes, that this is something that one should avoid. One should not dafka engage in this kind of self-abnegation, self-flagellation, abstemious behavior where one essentially is not able to enjoy to be nene and minhola. And yet, on the other hand, the Rambam has another comment in Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam says in Perek Yudgimel, Halach of Gimel, it's actually the left-hand column. The Rambam there has the following statement. Apparently, there are circumstances where nidrei nazirus are considered to be appropriate. And that's what he writes. Misha nada nadam kide dechone deosa v'lasaki masa. Let's say a person has a particular reason that he's going to accept upon himself in nedah. He wants to fix a certain character trait that leaves a lot to be desired. That the Rambam says is praiseworthy. Kesa. Misha yazolel, person who has a ravenous appetite. V'asa olam habasa shana oshtayim. So he takes upon himself not to eat meat for a year or two. Person who is unfortunately immersed in wine and therefore decides to accept upon himself an iser of drinking wine for a particular period of time. He decides never to become intoxicated. Person who is pursuing material items. The Amal Atzmo, the Asur Al Atzmo, Hamatanos, are no such a Medina Zov. The Chaim Yishoyim is Goya B'Yofio, a person who is taken by his looks, by his beauty. V'Nodah B'Nozah V'Chayetzi V'Nidar Me'elo Kulam Derech Avodah L'Hashemim. Means it's possible for a person to utilize these kinds of methodologies L'Shem Shamayim. V'Nidar Me'elo Chayetzi V'Nidar Me'elo Nidar M'Siyog L'Prishos. So clear the Rambam, even though he paskin Gavolosa Kapper in the Machlokes Tanoim in Tainus Yud Aleph, and yet the Rambam sees there is room for this kind of behavior under specific circumstances where the intention is l'saki nasov and the like. The idea, for example, going on a diet, that's a good thing, where a person perhaps may be somewhat a bit on the corpulent side, so one has to go ahead and engage in activity that would eventually, mes Hashem, bring a person back to the middle kind of approach. So, this Rambam, with reference to what he just indicated, Hilchos Nedarim, Misha Yemizgoya B'Yofya. So the Makor the Mefarshim bring is a famous Gemara quoted twice in Shas. Gemara Nedarim and Gemara Nazir. And that Gemara is found over here. I cited the passage from Nedarim and Avtes. This Gemara is absolutely wondrous. One of the most wondrous passages in Shas. And the right hand column below the Psukim. The Tanya, Omer Avshim Atzadik. Miyomai lo achalti asham nazir tomei ela echad. Only on the one situation did I eat a carbon asham of a nazir tomei. Means his assumption was that a nazir is called a chalte, the way the Gemara seems to say, the maskana. What was that situation? Pam achad bod adam echad nazir ben adorim. Once a nazir came from down south, v'ra'isim shu yifei enayim v'tov roi, v'kvutzos asnur lo tatalim. It was a very princely Don Juan kind of personality. Someone very attractive, someone very comely, and even his hair locks were arranged in a beautiful way. Amalo, Amatilo, I said to him, Bini, Maro Isa Lashris and Sarich Ze Anoya. And as a result of this concept of Oshem Lazin Tomei, obviously everything has to be undone, has to be negated. Why did you decide to do that? Amali Roe Haisi Lababiri. I was a shepherd to my father. Halachti Lamalos Mayim and Amayim. I went to fill up water from the well. Vinistakta Alti Bavo Shali. I saw my image, my reflection in the pool. Upachazala Yitzri. I realized how. What? Okay. That's the way the Magad Avraham. The Stakal, the Magad Avraham says, is Re'iya Choderes Venokeres. That's the lotion you find in Chazal. Kalam Estakel, in terms of Arayus, the Isra is not Re'iya, but the Isra is Estaklus. So here, what happened was that I was seized by my Yetzer, Ubikesh to Tordani Min Olam. He wanted literally to seize me and take me out of this world. Rachman Lutzan means to become involved in all types of Averis that were of an inappropriate nature. Amartilo, Russia! So I say to my Yetzer Hara, you Russia, you wicked one. Lamatam is God, Ba'ilam Shena Shalcha. Why are you becoming overweening? Why are you arrogant in a world that's not yours? B'mishu asa liyos v'yivu v'taleya. Eventually you're going to, Rachman Lutzan, El Afar Atov, El Afar Toshuv. Ho Avoda, so he takes upon himself a shvua. That I'm going to go ahead and ultimately you will be sheared, namely my sar, but it will be done l'shem shamayim. Miyad, amadati in the shakti v'avosho. So then the Gemara says that Rav Shimon HaTzadik said, wow, what an individual. He kissed him. Amad la b'ni kamecha yirbu nezi naziris b'Yisrael. This type of naziris which is done for a specific purpose. That's the Makkah of the Rambam that we just read. And this is the Dor, where a person does the Saki Masov as a tikkun for whatever particular area that he feels requires some sort of improvement. This is called L'Shem Shamayim. So, fascinatingly enough, that somehow this person, this individual that the Gemara describes as a Nozir Me'adorim. So it's not only, as Rashi comments over there in the Dorim, that he was afraid his Yetzer would lead him, Rachman al-Litzan, down the primrose path. The Yetzer would lead him to different types of difficult situations where Rachman al-Litzan, he would become wallowing in chet. But something else here as well, namely, Loma atom is God by Ilum Shein HaShokho. A person is taken by himself. Sometimes people have an inflated, bombastic kind of ego. And as a result, so it leads to this, what you call in Hebrew, Hitabut Atzmit. A person literally somehow thinks that he's the God's gift to humanity, and he's the only one. Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. But that's of also, again, of a similar nature. A person, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam, can be understood in terms of self-esteem that each one of us has to cultivate and nurture and develop, recognize we all have what to contribute. Mitzat Sheni can be taken to an extreme. Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. And that's what the Lashon and the Gemara here quotes. Russia, Loma Atom is Goyah. Because essentially, and the truth is that I saw in the Meshech Chochma, since you are commenting on it, Bishvili, so the Meshech Chochma on these psukim has a comment. I didn't. I cited another Meshech Chochma here on the bottom, but there's another Meshech Chochma. I'm in love with the Meshech Chochma. So the Meshech Chochma has a comment when the pasuk says, "Yovi oisa yaloi el moye." If you take a look at the psukim above, in the upper left-hand corner, there are korbanos that have to be brought by the nazir. And the Torah describes these karbanos beyond Beloski made in Israel. And the Torah then, in Psukim, Yudalid, Tesvav, Tesayin, tells you the karbanos, and then tells you the obligation of a nazir to shave, undergo giluach as a pasuk yitches, and to take the sar Rosh Nizro and put it ala esh, tachas adud, and then the other karbanos that are brought. Anyway, but what is of interest to me in terms of the Meshachochma, that it says beyond below, so you may nizod yavi oso el pesach olmoy. There is something striking here. The Torah says, telling us the obligations upon a nazir, he has to bring karbanos el olmoy. What's yavi oisai? So Rashi quotes a sifrei yavi oisai es atzmoy. So the Meshachochma comments, it's not actually here, but you have another very beautiful comment I'll get to momentarily. But what exactly does it mean? Meshech Chochma explains the following. He says, when, in effect, does the Torah declare that my Naziris is over, says the Meshech Chochma, and a person can return to a certain shleimus, a certain normalcy? He said, when your Yitzharim are no longer controlling your personality, where the Koichos of the Yetzer are now under your control, and in effect, you are able to look at it objectively, and that's exactly why he understands Yavi Oisoi El Pesach El Moed. The way Rashi quotes, Yavi Oisoi Es Atzmai. So the chiddush of this entire parsha, Shimon HaTzadik was Megale, and again, the lashon of Ish Ki Yafli, if you look at the top of the page, the first pasuk, Dabel Ben Yisov Amatu Alayem, Isha Isha Ki Yafli Nindo Neder Nozir. What does it mean, Ki Yafli? Not only in the sense the way Rashi learns Yafli in the Shon HaFrosha, Yafri Shes Atzmo, but rather Doma Pele, where the Ibn Ezra here writes, one of the most famous Ibn Ezra's, he writes that Rov Ha'olam Holchim Achata Abosam, means most people simply follow their a streetcar named Desire, and that they let that desire actually more or less drive them, and essentially that is the force that more, they operate with. And this individual is a Nazir who hifli lasos al zeh shegover al tavosam. He somehow demonstrates this element of Pele by virtue of the fact he was able to overcome that sensuality, and therefore that's exactly what the Navi is trying to, what the Pasuk actually is trying to tell us. And it was very fascinating, my father Shalom, when he learned this Gemara, which occurs twice in Shas, the story with Shimon HaTzadik. My father, by the way, he happened to have a lot of knowledge of literature, and he tried to pass it along, to convey it. There weren't too many takers, but I happened to be one of them. So my father reminded me that this Gemara reminds him of the famous Greek mythological story of Narcissus. The Narcissus complex, Kayadua, for those who study psychology, a person who is taken with himself. And this essentially, of course, is very much this idea that a person is completely focused on his ego. And this Narcissus type of complex, again, is clearly being addressed here by the Gemara. Namely, it's possible to overcome that. A person can recognize, as I mentioned, as Rabbi Weiss Shlita mentioned before, Chai Vad Loma Rishil Nivra Olam. One has to come to a balance between these two extremes. On the one hand, being taken by yourself, letting ego completely control your life and dominate you. Mitzad Sheni, recognizing the fact that you have to contribute. A sense of self-esteem. Everyone has to find their own self-esteem. That's probably the most important quality in the world of Chinuch, is to develop the self-esteem of each young man, young woman. They should recognize the virtues they have, the mitzvahs they have, and of course at the same time, acknowledge their chesaros and try to deal with it to the extent that they can. So the idea, again, Naziros, which is a kind of precious Lashah, in effect, should teach a person, number one, the nether aspects of Gaiva. Gaiva is something that has to be avoided. The Rambam said, that's why the Lashon of the Mishnah is Ma'od Ma'od, a double language, that Gaiva has to be avoided like the plague. And Gaiva is something which is absolutely unconscionable. And this notion that a person is taken by his beauty or whatever other quality a person has, sometimes people are exceptionally bright, people are exceptionally sharp, people are astute business people, they can be very matzliach, and then they get carried away with themselves. So that's exactly what the Torah is telling us, that no, this is something that has to be curbed, something that has to be put together and disciplined in a proper kind of way, but it doesn't mean that one should shun all the elements, all that which the Torah tells us we should be nana from. People can be nana from wine. I was at a chasana the other night that was over the top. I have never in my life seen such a chasana. I've been to hundreds and hundreds of chasanas.
In America?
Yes, in America, I'm referring to.
The standards have gotten higher after Corona.
Unquestionably, that is something that I thought would not happen. I thought it would be punk fakir, and I discovered, even though it happens that this individual who made the chasana is a tremendous bal tzedakah, and we, my yeshiva, is also the beneficiary of a lot of his tzedakah. So I was put in a very, shall we say, difficult position. On the one hand, I don't think this is ideal, bichlal, that one should engage in this kind of beautiful. It was a beautiful chassid, and the chassid happens to be a beautiful young man with a heart of gold, and his father also has a heart of gold. So I mean, I say that both tati mashma, as I just indicated. But and he's a massive bal tzedakah, which again is to his credit, no question about it. On the other hand, we have to try to find some way of among the thousand reasons I made Aliyah, this is one of them, to avoid all that. And not that I was going to have it in my life as a rabbi and a mechanech, that was not going to happen. Ubecholzo, this is again, as I said, something where a person has to try to find some sort of balance between these two poles. That's what I would like to discuss now. And this is something which is very fundamental. And this goes back to the original question, how the Torah views the idea of the zeros. Is it something chiyuvi, positive, or is it something shlili? And we said the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim, but pashas there's no machlokes. Lefi anius daiti, there's no machlokes here between these two tanoim, Rabbi Elazar, Akapa, and Rabbi Elazar. No one's going to say that someone who contended that a nazir is called a chote, this is perpetual. A nazir is always a chote. Certainly not. Vaharaya. Let's look at Tanakh. We used to have so many parshas in Tanakh. Let's say the Malach that appeared to Shimshon, to the mother of Shimshon, and tells him, "Ki nazir elokim yanar." That's the nevuah that your son is going to be a nazir elokim. Mina betim buhu yachel loshias yisrael be'ad plishtim. That's the lashon of the pasuk over there in Shoftim. I think it's in Perek Yugimel that he's going to actually be the one responsible for saving Klal Yisrael. No, that's the Tanai that your son will be matzliach to protect Klal Yisrael. How? By observing the zeros. And by the way, as you undoubtedly know, the moment that he was nichshal, and the moment that Delilah came, legalech esar rosho, at that moment, what happened? He lost his koyach. At that moment, he fell to the plishtim. So it's fascinating. You see that the Naziris of Shimshon is the makar for Kedusha, and the makar for his koyach. And the Gemara says in Saita, that chilas nefila nisa, and the plishtim simply, the moment they saw him, they ran for their lives. And it all came from what? It came from the parsha of Naziris. If the Inyan of Naziris was the Inyan of Chet, so how could the Navi possibly tell, namely the Malach, tell her, the mother of Shimshon, that your son's going to be a Nazir? So that itself is a pretty raya mukhrachas, that Naziris is something of a positive nature. And the Mishnah writes in Nazir, the Mishnah Samach Vav, the Mishnah says that Shimshon, according to one opinion, was a nazir. And that's how the Rambam passes the halacha. The Rambam brings the halacha in the Naziris. He wasn't a nazir al pitzivu Hashem. That's true. He wasn't a nazir based on the tzivu Hashem is brought, but his mother, Chana, took a neder, bitzvilasa, that if Hashem will be mamale mishalo sliba, she'll have a son who will in effect be a nazir. So that's fascinating. It means if the naziris again was an inyan of chet, so then the question is, what kind of a neder is that? That Hashem should become a nazir. The nature of the neder would be obviously something which is problematic. In order to be zoche to a son that he'd be makabel inyan shel mitzvah, not shel avera. So you see that apparently naziris is not always an inyan shlili. It's not always something which is of a negative nature, but rather it could also be something chiyuvi. I'm sorry.
Why if the hair was cut by onus, you don't have Rishon yiplu from the hair. So why did it undo his naziris and his chaitis?
I mean, again,
should have been a mason or something.
There's another discussion among the Rishonim and the Poskim, actually, but even in Chumash, what exactly is the ikar of a nazir? Is the ikar of a nazir? There are three possibilities. One is the yayin, and that seems to be the ikar, by the way. Read the psukim, ish ki yathu lindon den the nazir mi yayin v'shecha yazir. And at the end, the achar ger ish da nazir yayin. So it sounds like that seems to be the focus. Others say no. Others say the focus is tuma, the tuma aspect of nazir. And the third possibility is giluach. There are shittas in every direction regarding the matter. But undoubtedly, the moment that the nazir is misgaleach, so that clearly is undoing or negating one of the major aspects of naziris. I'm simply trying to show that again, the kedusha of a nazir is something which is clearly of great significance. And the Kedusha of the Naziris of Shimshon also, it's very interesting that the Kedusha of the Naziris of Shimshon almost is Nimshach Eitzel Shmuel. You see a kind of Hemshech regarding Shmuel Anavi, and Shmuel essentially continues that which already was begun by Shimshon, namely He smote the Plishtim, and Radav Samat Slocha Kol Mechayev, he pursued them like the Dickens his entire life. We see, I'm just showing that there's a Maila that one should be a Nazir. Let me give you another example. This Rav Soloveitchik used to use this example, Amos Hanavi. But the Navi Amos, there also, when he actually counts the good items, the good qualities that exist in Klal Yisrael, so he mentions over there, Va'okim Mibnechem Linaviyim Umibachurechem Linazirim. It's Amos in the second paragraph of Amos. I actually once taught Amos. So there he indicates very clearly, and Chazal, the Ramban actually quotes it in Bamidba. The Ramban in Bamidba here quotes this pasuk in Amos, namely, Hishrael Sam Akos with the Navi. And those both Nevuah and the Zirus, these two institutions, that of prophecy and that of the Zirus, I consider to be a matana toiva. I consider to be a present that Hashem is Barak gave to Klal Yisrael. One matana that they're a Nevi'im. That, there's no question, that's a great matana that we are zecha to have Nevi'im in Am Yisrael, because that a person can come to such a madrega, every single Jew can become a Navi. Mi'iten kolam Hashem Nevi'im. In the context of Elder Lameda, Mislam Mamachane, Yoshua bin Nun, Kloim, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hamakani atoli miiten kolam Hashem neviim kiiten Hashem esuch aleim." That's the ideal that everyone in Klal Yisrael should achieve the status of being a navi, and that's exactly what the matana that the navi speaks about. Second matana, umi bachurecha the nazirim, as you mentioned, Rabbi Weiss. That is also a matana, namely a tremendous maila to be kadosh mikdushas and naziris, to achieve that level of kedusha. That's a massive Ma'ilat HaNachisar to become the Kedusha Naziris. However, of course, you have to be Royal Kach. You have to be Matim to your, to where you are, to your Madrega. And you have to Mekabel Mitoch Kavanah Metzuya. But if a person is Mekayim and Mekabel Naziris and does it properly, so then the Halacha is, you want to be Eved Hashem, you want to be Shemir, Midosav, Metavosav, the way we just saw a moment ago in the Rambam, then there's no question that the Naziris is considered to be a Ma'ilat in the Kedusha. Now, you also find the Gemara, beginning of Nazir, in the first paragraph, there the Gemara speaks about a Naziris that became an Onesh, namely Avshalom. So Avshalom, the Chazal say, was a Nazir Olam, the son of David HaMelech, who rebelled. He used his Naziris inappropriately, incorrectly. The Gemara says, Nisgoya Besaro, that as a result of the locks of his hair, there was an element of Gaiva that was associated with it. The feet of the Gemara and Saita, Nitla Basaro. That's why he was hung by his locks, by the locks of his hair. That says in Tanakh, his sar was mistabech in a tree. I think in an Elah, in a terebinth tree, if I'm not mistaken. So because of that situation, so he was totally ben shamayim ben oretz. That's what the Navi describes in very tragic kind of terminology. Till Yoav came and killed him, that's in Shmuel Beis over there, in Perek Yud Ches. That's where you see this story of Avshalom. So, you know, the Zirus is a Maila, only when it's used properly. Once again, when the people recognize the value of the Zirus, and we don't do it properly, Rachman Litzlan, at least a Gaiva, then it can become a Ro'etz. It's something which is of a negative nature. And so, again, this story that the Gemara quotes here, Avshimon HaTzadik, again, just look back at the story since now you're focused on this a little bit, that it said, "Biyomai lo achal osham nazir tame." This Shimon HaTzadik never ate osham nazir tame. Now, the truth is that this whole discussion that the Gemara has, and this is what I was going to refer you here to. You'll take a look. Means the halacha is that nazir shenit malameis. That's what the Torah speaks about. What's the deal of nazir shenit malameis? So after he's nitar mitumah, so after he becomes tar from the tumah, the Torah says he has to be in Korban Osham. That's this Osham Nazir Tomei that the Gemara here talks about. So this situation of Osham Nazir Tomei that's mentioned over here, so even though never did Shimon HaTzadik eat an Osham Nazir Tomei, because he was Choshesh, that maybe they were not, they didn't become the Zirim with the proper kind of Kabonos, namely the idea of using a nazir in a proper kind of way, and he was always worried about the issue of chulin shenishlu bazar. That would be the problem over here. And yet, once he went ahead and ate this asher nazir tomei, and the Gemara tells over this story. So this is an absolute pella. Means the halacha is that the nazir, once he completes the nazirus, he has to be megaleh chesaro. So again, basically the question was, so why were you mekabel upon yourself nazirus? This very handsome fellow. And he said, why are you destroying your sar? Well, you're going to have to be megaleh the sar. So he tells him this entire geshichta. And then he says to him, Rosh Shalom Atam Isgar Ba'ilam Shemin Shalcha. So that Shimon HaTzadik was despoiled. That even though normally there are those saying that those is called a chote, however, there are cases where it's Ratzui, and he said, Kamocha Yirbu Nosin Naziris be Israel. That's a good thing. Your motivation was Lashem Shamayim. If you do Lashem Shamayim, not the Hishtabi, the type of Selim Azeh, but you do it in order to control, in order to rectify, in order to fix certain Midos rows, you want to get closer to Hashem Yitzbarach. That's a good thing. And that's basically what Chazal are telling us, and this is a Yisod in life, and we'll see this in a moment, namely that all the midos that people utilize can either be l'tov or l'ra. And in terms of this particular midah, becoming a nazir, so the Gemara says actually it's a tanai, that if a person becomes a part of himself, and again, if it's going to affect his limud haTorah, if it's going to affect avodah, melech haShamayim, avodah Hashem, then the Gemara says it's called a chaytein. That's not a maila. That's not considered to be a plus. It will interfere with your ability to function in a normal kind of way. Unless we're talking about a tainus that Chazal will kovei, that obviously we're mechuyev the past. But if the tainus is goreim, that not any kind of mi'ah b'lech haShamayim, on the contrary, you go up in Madrega, that's considered to be, you're considered to be a kadosh. I have Rabbeim who, one specifically, who fasted every mitzvah of Dalish. I don't want to mention his name. Every month in Dalish. He fasted, and he clearly was a Baal Madrega at a very high level. But the Messiah Sesharim writes in the Shara Prishus, he has in Perek Gimel, the Shara Prishus, a very significant discussion. He quotes the Yerushalmi that I alluded to a moment ago, that a person's going to be obligated to give a din v'cheshbon on everything that he saw, that his eyes saw, and didn't eat. What a statement.
Is
it Yerushalmi? It's Yerushalmi in Kedushin. I have to be learning Kedushin this year. And we tried to learn both Babli and Yerushalmi. So that's what the Yerushalmi writes. This is a Peladik of Yerushalmi. Matter of fact, that if I'm not mistaken, there's a Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perla in the Sefer Apsad Yagon. Apsad Yagon wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which was, I think, several thousand lines. That's the whole thing. Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perla wrote a 3-volume, several thousand pages, perush, on what Apsad Yagon writes. Means what he does is each mitzvah, he compares it to all the other Rishonim. Apsad Yagon's position against the Rambam, the Ramban, all the other Rishonim. So he has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs over there of Apsad Yagon, he comments on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah says, Ki Yachav Hashem Elokech Hasgvulcha Kasher Dibeloch. The sugi of Psa Taivin Chulin. The Amat Eichel Basar Ki Sav Nafshecha Lechel Basar. And then the Torah says, B'chal Avas Nafshecha Teichel Basar. What's the Pshut Hashem Mikra? Sounds like that if Hashem is Marchiv the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem expands, gives us more territory in Eretz Yisrael, and I have a taiva to eat basar. So the pasuk says, "Pshutos Amikra, Ki Yachav Hashem Elokech Hasgvulcha." The Amarta. What do you say to yourself? Ochla basar, ki ta'av nafshecha lechal basar. Says the pasuk, "V'chalav as nafshecha lechal basar." Sounds like the Torah is giving me a blanket, okay, to go ahead. If I have this taiva to have steaks, kol hayom v'kol halayla, that's what a person should do. And lav dafka basar, anything is included actually in the mitzvah itself. So the question is, what exactly is that true? Is that correct? So he has a whole Sichot Torah, Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perla, on this matter, on this particular pasuk, because it sounds like it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And he claims that's also pshat nisifrei. I think it's a pasuk where the Torah says, Ki sotzu aliyah yomim rabim li lochim aleh letofsa, and when they mention the isa about tashkis. So tashkis is eitzel and doch alav garzit, kimi menu teichel. That's what the Torah says when it presents the issue of Baltashchis. What does it mean? Ki mimenu toichel. Says in the Sifrei, Zubit Sasei. That refers to a positive commandment. Unbelievable. Ki yimenu teichel. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Shapela says, that's mitzvah says, the one that's mentioned, Re'ei, ki yachav Hashem lokech hazvuvucha, yomarta eich lebosa, ki yisav anashchol eich lebosa, v'chalav anashchol eich lebosa. A mitzvah say, and that's how the truth is that it's quoted actually by, this Yerushalmi is a very important Yerushalmi, because it doesn't mean that a person should lead a life of self-flagellation, self-abnegation, abstemious behavior, an ascetic kind of lifestyle. But obviously, once you need, only the fiat sorech. That's how the Rambam writes, la halacha, and one should be careful regarding v'nishmartim el nafshoseichem. And Chazal said, the Gemara has in Brachos, the Gemara says that mili kreise zoni bishi. The Gemara says a famous, beautiful expression, mili kreise, which means that mili akeres is mimine hachatoyim aroyim. It's not a good thing just to go ahead and stop yourself. I deal with young people. So they're young in many, many respects, not just young in terms of age, but young. So there's a big thing to go to Papagayo's. That's a restaurant. I have never been zeichet to be there. To go to Papagayo's and you can eat all that you like. It's what I maintain is achila gasako. They're both days in Tesis. There are 2 days what achila gasa is. So they are makpid, a machmir, a mahadir. Even the second day of achila gasa. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I understand there's a mitzvah lechel l'shem taivu. There's a din of enik Shabbos, a din of simchas Yom Tov, l'yisanek, l'smach l'Hashem. I don't think there's any din b'me'achol lechel l'shem taivu. The whole idea of eating, the Rambam says, eating and drinking is to be able to be a better Eved Hashem. You should be able to be an Eved Hashem. If this is going to strengthen you, it can be an Eved Hashem. That's what you should do. But not to eat more than the fiat serech. Kach, katub, Rambam.
So
the Yerushalmi Kedushin, again, I like to understand it, that it can have it can be toying, and have a bit of hanor for this or that. People like, what's it called again? I'm not into this. Sushi. I don't eat it. I find I have difficulty psychologically eating raw fish. I just can't do it. I just don't know how to get past that issue. So they tell me, don't worry, it's not a problem. It's very easily overcomable. That's what they try to explain. I also have a shadow of bracha to make. Two brachas, one bracha. But anyway, whatever the case is, I think Yerushalmi, there's no reason why one should not be tayim. I'm not against being tayim from different types of items. Let's say at a chasana. If you like to be tayim, that's very good. I think that's how I understand that Yerushalmi, that there's a mitzvah to be mesameach yourself. I'm just saying that achilu l'shem tanug is very, very significant. I'll just give you, since you are focusing on that, there's a chinuch. And the pasuk of Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha. So what does that mean? That the chinuch said b'chol levavecha means that your heart should, in effect, be, if I'm not mistaken, his lashon is, should be ponuim b'chol ava acheres. The only ava that one should have is avas Hashem. That's what he writes in Sefer HaChinuch. What a beautiful idea. What an absolutely wondrous idea. There's nothing comparable to Avas Hashem. There's nothing comparable to Avas Kucha Berichu. That's the ideal Ava. And let's say someone says the chinuch over there, you are koveya Ava binyanim gashmiim. You saw that this is going to be the focus of my life, etc., etc. So then, if it's not Hashem Shamayim, only the Hisanik, I think he says bitel asay zeh ve'in shegodomay. That's not what he said about chinuch. Then you mevatel asay. Wow, that's called a bitel asay, and Chas v'Shalom, you'll be punished for this. It's true, the Torah says that v'hatorach kavocha. So we're supposed to love every human being. We're supposed to love tamid chacham. We're supposed to love our wives. We're supposed to love, obviously, a lot of different types of ava. But all these different types of ava, unquestionably, are a chelga of avas Hashem. Let's say avas Yisrael, loving every single Jew. That comes about because I love Hashem. As a result, I love every Jew. I love my children. Why do I love my children? Again, I love my chaverim. I love my yedidim. Avas HaTeila. Why? Because it's Teras Hashem. He'ohu olai. That the Torah of Hashem is brought resolve to me. Everything stems from what? Stems from Avas Hashem. I spoke in Chutzar just now to a group of 30 alumni in my yeshiva about Avas Eretz Yisrael. So they asked me, Rosh Yeshiva, what's the makar? Where does it say that? There's a din of Avos Eretz Yisrael. These are older alumni. They're in their mid-20s. Some married, some not married. They ask me, what's the Mokar? No doubt, that's Ratzon Hashem, I told them. This is the Ratzon Hashem that we should, in effect, we should not be Chas V'Shalom by the Dor HaMidbar, by Yemasu V'Eretz Chenda, where the Rabban writes in Chumash and Sefer Mitzvahs, that they rejected, they spurned Eretz Chenda. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Chenda Tovah Rechava. That's how the Torah describes it. We have to love Eretz Chenda Hashem. But even Abbas, Eretz Yisrael, is a chenek of Abbas Hashem. It all emanates from Abbas Hashem. I believe that's a correct understanding, that's a correct hashgofa. It means not to love Eretz Yisrael because it has so many beautiful sights, which it does, which has many, very wonderful things to see, but because it's an Eretz that you can achieve the ultimate shleimus and ruchnius. That's what I was trying to explain.
Well, you need to more than the fact that it's chemda.
The Seder.
Chemda is everything, right?
But Rav Soloveitchik once said a shir, which you don't want to hear now, since I'm already over at Bal Taisif. He said a 3-hour shir on these three terms. What does chemda mean? What does toiva mean? What does rechava mean? Chazal kol, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaTzvi. It expands, the Gemara Gittin. And toiva ha'atz, ma'ibetz. Each of these three terms needs very clear explanation and hagdara, which I'm not going to do right now. I'm just saying that all the hasogas of ruchnius daf can come about through Eretz Yisrael. I just mentioned the last thing, since we're at it already with you, I can actually shift everything to you, Baruch Hashem. That's what I'm saying in a good way. So I heard once from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach the following. This is very fascinating how he saw this. That halacha lemaisa. Let's say I want to eat two different types of peros. This is a legitimate question. I want to eat two different types of peros. One, because it's ta'im, because it's very tasty, because I enjoy it. It's something which is clearly, to my palate, something which is giving me a lot of hanah. And the other item is healthy. So now the question is, which one's considered to be al pi halacha chaviv, which means that I'm making a bracha on that item, A, and it'll pater the second item from a bracha. That's how we pass the Shulchan, actually, in the Shulchan Arachayim, in Reshut Aleph, I believe it is. That's where you see this discussion taking place. I'll just mention, Derech Agav, my father was shown, for the life of me, he had a Kabbalah, Masera, that was Shana night. What do we do? So everyone knows, you're supposed to take for Shiva Samidim. They take precedence because of the Torah describes Shiva Samidim. Eretz Chid Dasara, Gevin Tainu Rimon, Eretz Hashem Lezvash, Eretz Hashem Meskeen, Stocha Balach, Masech HaKobol, Psukim Vashanan, Eretz Hashem Abonei Abazam, Eretz Tachsen Nechashis. My father, no, didn't do Shiva Saminim. He sends us to Yeshiva, Shiva Tana. We're very young, maybe third grade, fourth grade. And my father used to always make first the brach on the apple. And I'm gazing the niggin, dip the apple in the honey. What? Apparently, it must go back, and my father Shom sang it. So this is what I remember. Yesterday, I'm kusling on Shabbos like Mishtakha. So right away, we came home and told my father, "What do you mean? Shira Saminim takes precedence." So my father said, "No, this is what we did in my parents' home and my grandparents, and this is what we do." So years later, what?
In Europe, they didn't have those minim.
Ain't a chanami, so they weren't able to.
Right.
I'm saying to go more, but I'm just saying that we do have it. I remember my father used to take a Macintosh apple, not a computer. There's a Macintosh computer. I'm not so familiar with computers. I'm always the ice of the butter with computers, but a Macintosh apple I know. Very, very tasty, juicy, red kind of apple. So later on I learned that there's machlokes of Rishonim, but the Chaviv Adif, or Shiva Saminim Adif, the Rambam Pshita is the Chaviv Adif. So now I'm asking you a kasha, which was asked by Avshalom Zalman Auerbach. And that kasha was the following. Again, I have two items, two types of peros. One of them is very tasty, let's say the Macintosh apple, let's use that as an example. And the other one is healthy. So now the question is, which one is called chavid? That you have to make a bracha on. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, I heard this from Rav Levinson Shlita many times. So he's quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the Maran Harav, as he calls him, he never calls him Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shamati Maran Harav Zatzal. He was frightened to say the word Rav Shlomo Zalman. My Rebbe Anisim Alper Zatzal never said Rav Moshe Feinstein. That was his Rebbe Muvok for decades. Called Rosh Hashiva. Pacha that they had from. Somehow we speak about Rav Shlomo Zalman as if he's my Yedid, Rav Moshe as if he's my Yedid. And these Gedali Olam weren't able to do so. Okay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote about Paskin that what should be the kavanah of a person when he eats. So that's Rambam, the Klor Rambam, the famous Rambam, that I should eat that which is healthy. I should eat that which has many nutrients. In order I should have koyach l'avodas Hashem. I don't need l'malis tavosi. I don't need in order to fulfill my desires. So if that's the case, it's clear. Which pri is chaviv? Ha-pri shu bari. The one that's healthy. That's the pri that becomes chaviv. What a fascinating psak halacha. Because that is karov yoser l'male matoras achiloso, according to the Rambam and according to Chazal. So that was the psak, I call it Hayroa Dikdusha, of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebar Zatzal. What a psak, what a... So the truth of the matter is that I heard from Rabbi Levinsohn, he said that even though he was never chodek at his Rebbe, wow, one of the things about Levinsohn that he stressed so many times. I asked him once for, someone brought me a sefer and wanted a haskama for Rabbi Levinsohn. So I had such a kesher, I could bring him svarim and he'd write a haskama. So a person came and wanted a haskama and a sefer, I won't mention the name of the sefer, and he refused to give a haskama. Why? Because that mechaber was cholik on his Rebbe. So I was astounded. It's true, the Gemara says, kacholik arabo, the Gemara says, kacholik ala shamayim. You argue with Hashem and Barach. Well, but don't I have Rishus? Again, if I do respectfully to maybe present a Svara different than my Rebbe, only he can present a Svara, only he has somehow a Masera, or he has a hold on all the Svara Sheva Olam. Anyway, he refused to give Askam, but Shum Pan Vayfin. I tried.
He found a psak in here that was against
that this mechaber passed against his own Rebbe
on one matter.
And basically, it was more than just one matter. It was sort of an entire hashkafas.
Somewhere he got it from the book.
He knew about it, but he also got it from the book. So he refused to write hashkafa. It's the only time I went to him with about many svarim. People came to me. They saw that I had somehow the ability to get hashkafas out of him. Which I don't think I did, but he knew me very well, and therefore he would write Askama. He would look at the Sefer. Now, another Mechaber, also a famous Rosh Shiva, wrote a Sefer and also asked me to get Askama because he went to Rav Levinsohn and he didn't want to give him Askama. So then he brought me the Sefer. He found out I have some sort of a Kesher, he's from Chutz Aretz, and I brought Rav Levinsohn a Sefer. So he told me, Rav David, I didn't eat that Sefer, I said, ain't Sarech, and he loved to take Askama. I said, Abel Ahav. המחבר הוא ראש השיבה, והוא גם כן את המחוכם עצום, ואני חושב שיש הרבה ערך לסבר, שהרב יסתכל, שיסתכל בתוך הסבר, ויראה שיש שם הרבה דברים, יש דברים בגלל, אוקיי, בגלל ששאלת, אני אסתכל. לא רק שהוא יסתכל, הוא עבר על כל הסבר. The second time when I showed him, I was there probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, he wrote a beautiful haskama, a gorgeous haskama, and when the mechaber came to me, he didn't write the haskama, it was the same, the Zelba sefer. I didn't fully grasp why exactly. I'm just indicating to you, so Rabbi Levinsohn told me that this psak of Shlomo Zalman regarding Chaviv, as far as Bari is concerned, what I just mentioned, so he wanted to qualify. He was so careful how to qualify that which Shlomo Zalman said. He qualified as he said that his kavanah was when? Bimeachol. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, well, there's a din of ending Shabbos, it's Shabbos Yom Tov, so Rabbi Levinsohn thought, then the min chaviv is dafka hamin shemisanig yosef achiloso. And after the min that I have owned it from, that would be clearly dafka Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that min is karov yosef lemalim matoras achiloso. What's the key of a mitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Oineg besimcha behidur, behidur rav. And the truth is, that's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Lamed, I think in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Perek Vav, that there's a mitzvah on Shabbos, lisanig, and mitzvah on Yom Tov as well. To be misanig, to be mishadir, to be misamech, b'macholim toivim u'mushubochim. So, in effect, this was a very fascinating psak. Okay, Hayotzi we called Varenu, and I'm already way. maybe that's part of it. I spoke in a shul chutzar as many times in a very large shul. They have their Swiss chronometers. I'm convinced of it, down to the second. They're so didactic. So the Rav, who is an outstanding Talmud Chacham and a wonderful person, and he heard Mishmua that I tend sometimes to go where the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Chavetz Matzah Kol Amar B'Dvarim Shehir B'Shehoyah Ozer Meshuvach. So what he did was he just arranged that I'll be given more time. So I started earlier. This way I finished at the right time. But I was able to somehow manage using that. So I'll just, Mamish Basiyam, so the Gemara says that, Shavuos, the Gemara says in Sochim, the famous Gemara, that Hakol Modin Baseres Bina Nami Lochen. That the Gemara is Machlokes Tanoim, even though we know that Machlokes Tanoim, Kid Yibim Kaim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tekul Hashem, without Achilo Shtiyah, or Davka Achilo Shtiyah, Beshuas Hakol Modin, Divina Nami Lochen. My Taina, Yom Shenidah Baterah. You can't be on Shavuos, be Sameach without Achilo Shtiyah. So the kasha, the Weltfeld, the kasha, pum faket, should be just the opposite when it comes to Shavuos, obviously. We're talking about Yom Shedin HaBaterah. We should be marve as we are in Talmud Torah, Kol Hayom Kol Halayla. That's what we should be doing, as opposed to Achilo Shtiyah. The talent is that if we would only learn Torah and Shavuos, so then we would show that we are Nichna L'Rasan Hashem, would be Mekayim the Torah. Hashem wants us to learn Torah. We're learning Torah. But that's not what we want to show on Shavuos. We want to show on Shavuos that we are Sameach B'Torah Shekibalnu. That with the Torah that we received, we are, it's a Gevaldige Simcha. Okay, as Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah, HaTorah Nitna Ko'ol Al-Tzabareinu. That's what Rashi writes in Chav Ches over there. That the Torah was given as an ol, as a kind of yoke, Al-Tzabareinu. But that's an oil Shemosek Midvash. That oil that we are Sameach Bo. We're not in any way engaged in any kind of melancholia. We're involved in the study of Torah. Chas V'Shalom, on the contrary. So that's why, what was that?
It's been truly healthy.
Correct. And that's why the minig is lechol dvash b'chag ha-shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes it. My father showed me to be makbid that we had dvash in chag ha-shavuos. My father never went to yeshiva in his life, but he had all these very fascinating things that I think I've done today. I assume people eat dvash at shavuos. Azei shnei Mishnah Berurah tov tzadik dalet, quotes the halacha. And also, my father had us wrapped up when we started learning talis with dvash. I got some business I remember as a little kid. How old was I? 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, etc., etc. The Torah is Masuka, the Torah is Areva Alenu Kidvash. And therefore, I think the same reason why we eat Machol Echolok, why do you eat Milchik, says, oh, what a tumult of this on Shavuos morning, was Tutmin, etc., about this question. So my minhag is to have cheesecake, either with Tzalach or the Beshe Sinai, to have cheesecake. And then, off the cheesecake, whatever, Hadach HaSapeh, we wait, Ahin Aher, then we have meat.
Both meals?
What do you mean, both meals?
The night of the day?
No, no. In the night I have meat, and the day also I have meat, but I have before that cheesecake.
Why not have a minute for both?
Okay, and a chanami. Some do that, actually.
I did.
No, some actually have that practice. But again, the basis for that is the Mishnah Berurah quotes over there, Torah nimshal d'dvash v'cholov. Torah is compared to both milk and also to honey. That's the pasuk that says that d'vash v'cholov tachos l'shoydech. That's what Mishnah Berurah over there quotes that pasuk. So I'm saying that Hakol Modin Baseres Divina Nami Lachem, that on Seres you have to be Mesarech B'machol B'mishteh to show that we'd be Mekabel the Torah B'simcha, it's not an Olat Tzavareinu, and therefore we're Samech not just B'limon HaTorah but also B'achilu Shtiyah. That's basically what Shavuos is all about. By the way, not just Shavuos, Purim also you have a similar kind of halacha. Purim, the Gemara says as well, that Yechayim Nismoach B'achilu Shtiyah, you make Mishteh B'simcha. So again, the Gemara doesn't explain why there's a Chiyah B'achilu Shtiyah on Purim. And that's discussed by many. Namely, Purim is also Gemara Makas, Gemara Shabbos, that they'll mekabel the Torah b'simcha. Madar Rabba L'Araisa, the Gemara Shabbos. But on Purim, kibbu b'kibbu, kibbu mashe kibbu kvar, and now the mekabel b'simcha, and Megla, that's also Kabbalah Sategla, so they have this common denominator, Shavuos and Purim, in the sense of Kabbalah Sategla, and therefore there's a need for Lachem. The truth of the matter is that really the same thing should apply on Yom Kippur. And Kippur is also as Malam Kabbalah Sater. That's the Gemara in Tainus. That the Mekabaluch HaShlias. But we have Yom Kippur, so that's when we take care of it. Yom Kippur itself, obviously, there's a din of that we have to fast on Yom Kippur. And unquestionably, I think the Gemara says also there, Psalm Sabaches, Hakol Modim, Shabbos Nami Binu Lachem. The Gemara mentions by Shabbos. Now, these 4 days, Shavuos, and Purim, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Shindin, the Batero. The Gemara says, Claude, Gemara Shabbos. That Shabbos, certainly the Gemara says that Kuli Alma B'Shabbos Nitna Torah Yisrael. Certainly on Shabbos the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, but the Ikar Yom of Kabbalah Sateh, of course, is Shavuos. That's the Ikar Yom of Kabbalah Sateh, primarily on this Yom Tov. That's the Ikar Simcha of Matan Torah, and the Simcha, especially for people like yourselves who are learning Torah, as the Gemara says over there, Ilav HaYoyma Kogorim Kama Yesid Ikar B'Shuka. If not for the Talmud Torah, we would be no different than anybody else. So the difference between Stam Yosef, who's Mistovei Bashuk, and the Yosef, who's Masa to Kabbalah Sater, is Dafka Kabbalah Sater. I am Rav Yosef, not just Stam Yosef. Why am I Rav Yosef? Because of Limud HaTorah, that Rashi says over there, Shalom Alati Torah V'Nisrei Mamti. That's what Torah does. One of the things I saw in Chutz La'aretz, it was not healthy for me to be there. Pasha, not healthy. I don't see any other way that one can sustain oneself in Chutz La'aretz without Limud HaTorah. There's no other tablet. There's no other weapon that possibly can exist, because they are focused on Gashmias. See them say, "Mashiv aruach, bari nageshem." So astira mineu be. You can't have both. And there's no shortage, Baruch Hashem, of Gashmias available. In order to combat all that Gashmias, in order to combat that. And again, I'm not poo-pooing the value of Gashmias, but at the same time, Ayidei Limud HaTorah, that's where Oyla, Maila, Maila, every word of Torah is Maila, a person to unbelievable Mailas Nisgavos, and he's going to get his Charotzim, HaShkodesh Baruch Hu should be Mezakos, we should be able to be Mekabel the Torah B'Simcha, and at the same time, Baruch Hashem, also be Zoicha in the Simcha V'Achil Oshtia, as David Avzayim, but the Ikra Simcha should be his Reimimus, to come close to Hashem Yisbarach, and to be Dovek in the Netzach Nitzochim, that we all subscribe to, and Mitzvah Hashem, Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shib Mizaki, all of us to do so this Yom Tov.
That's exactly
what this word fits in. It fits in with a few things here.
And he's saying, kavod? It's exactly the inyan. Yeah, flee.
Right.
I don't want kavod.
Look at that. Very good.
And that's the inyan of nizirus.
That's right. It's using another time that term.
Which is black fish, which is right.